Welcome to the Sports and Business in College podcast, where I dive into the business of college sports and explore how it impacts universities and vice versa. I'm your host, Jay-Z, and today we're starting our journey with an introduction to the business of college sports. Whether you're a sports enthusiast, a student, or just curious about the financial side of college athletics, this series is for you. So let's get started. College sports are just more than games. They're a major business for universities across the U.S. Programs, especially with basketball and football, generate substantial revenue and other numerous benefits to the institutions. But what exactly makes the business of college sports so important? Let's start with the revenue. Top programs like Ohio State generate nearly $300 million annually, primarily from football. These college sports programs generate income from various sources. Ticket sales lead with revenue at $73 million, with donations, TV deals, and advertisements each contributing around $50 million. Plus, another $50 million from other sources and conference payouts. This might sound like a lot of money, but is the university now funding life-saving research or improving student life on campus with this revenue? Not quite as you would think, as Ohio State and other top programs like Alabama, Georgia, and Texas, they only turn $5 million in profit after expenses, which include coaches' salary, the faculty, the stadiums, and most other programs. They stay a bit above the green, with $5 million in profit being in the top percentile, and most programs in the red. But it's not just about revenue. The business of college sport has a bigger economic impact on university. These sports programs, if successful, can boost the university's profile, attract more students, and increase alumni donation. This is called the Flutie effect. A Boston College quarterback in the 1900s led a successful football team, which in turn increased popularity and saw increased application by 30%. And even in the modern day, other Cinderella teams during March Madness, many of these small schools saw large increases in application. And this also affects medium-sized schools too, with them seeing around a 30% increase in applications in a time of successful athletics. Moreover, college sports can bring a sense of community and school spirit. These sporting events can bring together students, faculty, and alumni and local residents, like on college game day, where residents tailgate for the whole day, even for a night game, creating a shared sense of pride and connection. This sense of community can translate into increased support, as shown before, with Ohio State's second largest revenue source was donations for the university, both financially and in terms of an engagement. However, it is important to recognize that running a college sports program is also a significant expense. Universities invest in facilities, coaching staff, and usually in most states, the highest paid public employee is a head coach. Scholarships and travels for their team, which will only increase after conference realignment, which made some California teams needing to travel to the East Coast for games and increased scholarship cap. These costs associated with maintaining competitive sports programs can be substantial. And not all sports generate enough revenue to cover these expenses, with mainly football and basketball being the only profitable sports at these universities. This often means that universities must carefully balance budgets and make strategic decisions on where to allocate resources. In summary, the business of college sports is a complex field. It involves revenue, generating expenses, balancing all this, leveraging the brand that they built onto the community, and these challenges. As we continue on our podcast journey, we'll dive into deeper topics like Title X, why the Ivies don't have top-tier programs anymore, and should non-revenue sports be removed, and much more. Thank you for joining me on this introductory episode. I hope that you find it informative and that your interest into the world of college sports matches mine. In our next episode, we'll take a closer look. So don't forget to follow Sports and College Podcast so you never miss an episode. This is your host, Jay-Z, signing off. Have a great day.